to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
We're told that after the war the Nazis vanished without a trace, but the Italians of fascists still dream of a master race. The history books they tell of their defeat in 45, but they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. They say the prisoner of Spandau was a symbol of defeat. Was Hess remained in prison, then the fascists they were beat. So the promise of an Aryan world would never materialize.
So why did they all come out of the woodwork
on the day the Nazi died? The world is riddled with maggots, the maggots are getting fat. They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats. They're taking over the boardrooms and they're fat and full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Syrup Moose Radio. I am your host, the Great and Sticky Moose, and you are listening to 93.9 FM CICK Smithers Community Radio. You might also be listening to this show on 90.3 FM CKUT in Montreal, 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George, 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, or 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo. This show is recorded on the unceded territory of the Gitxsan people and broadcast originally from the territory of the Wet'suwet'en. It is heard across Canada on unceded territory, so take some time to learn about whose land you're living on. Syrup Moose Radio is sponsored by the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition. You can check out the incredible and vital work that they are doing by searching for them on Facebook. You can at any time reach out to Syrup Moose Radio by email at syrupmooserecords@gmail.com or by finding me on Blue Sky, xada.bluesky.social. That's xada.bluesky.social. For more from this show, visit smithersradio.com or themarsh.ca. Enjoy the show.
There's no need to explain. I know what you wanna say. Could you say goodnight? If you think that's alright, there's no need to explain. I know that we can relate. Can we get up and try to feel okay again?
Okay.
I'm getting
for whatever that separation is in vain. And wait for an hour, I'll be free. Here's a repeat line, something I wanna hear. I know you never lie, but it's so sabotage. I know your love isn't just a mirage, but it's in the bridge if I can reach out and grab it.
That was Wallows with OK, and this is Syrup Mousse Radio, our first episode of 2026. I had planned for this to be a fun episode where I would talk about some of the stuff that, you know, helped me get through last year and will continue to do so. I wanted to talk about Puzmo, and I wanted to talk about mouthwashing and all other kinds of stuff that was good. But instead, this week, we are going to talk about what happened in Minneapolis. And I don't think I can in good conscience not talk about it. So we're going to have a forewarning for sure. This is not going to be an easy episode to listen to. There's a lot to get through that is pretty disturbing and infuriating. So yeah, and we will talk about how it relates and why as Canadians we should be worried about it. You know, if the inhumanity of it wasn't enough, which it probably should be. Anyway, I got music too, so we're going to try and make that not nightmarishly hard to segue. You can find more from Syrup Mousse Radio over at themarsh.ca or smithersradio.com. You can find Megafauna on Facebook. You know all the stuff. If you've listened to the show for a minute, you know all the stuff. But go to themarsh.ca, start there. That tends to be a good place if you want to know what else is happening with me. Yeah, it's a tough one to start a show on because, frankly, this has been really hard to watch unfold and really disturbing to see some of the responses to it. It's a real helpless feeling situation. So, we'll talk about a bit more about that after the next song. That way, if you don't want to hear about it, you have an opportunity not to, I guess. But yeah, this episode has a listener discretion. I mean, they all probably should really when I start talking about real world stuff. So, yeah, and if you don't know what happened in Minneapolis, a woman was murdered by an ICE agent in her vehicle. So that's the extremely short version. And the government immediately tried to spin it as self-defense, which is obscene and offensive. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it after this. This is a new one from Montreal outfit Anna Pest. The song is called Position Target. And yeah, I mean, there's some really good music on the show. I hope you'll stick around. This is a really important thing that we need to talk about. Maybe I can do a fun one next week, but this isn't, if this is any kind of indication, who knows? Anyway, Anna Pest, Position Target. We will be back after this.
we do know is that a 37-year-old woman is dead and that she was shot by ICE. They are already trying to spin this as an action of self-defense. Having seen the video of myself, I want to tell everybody directly, that is bullshit. To ICE, get the fuck out of Minneapolis. We do not want you here. Your stated reason for being in this city is to create some kind of safety, and you are doing exactly the opposite. People are being hurt. Families are being ripped apart. Long-term Minneapolis residents that have contributed so greatly to our city, to our culture, to our economy are being terrorized, and now somebody is dead. That's on you. And it's also on you to leave.
That was the mayor of Minneapolis talking about what happened. And we're going to go over it a little bit here as well. So on January 7th, ICE agent Jonathan Ross killed a woman named Renee Good. It is truly horrific. There has been a video, immediately a video started circulating all over on Blue Sky. I saw people posting full unedited video of this woman being killed. Jonathan Ross is the name of the ICE agent. I think that there are times when I don't think it is appropriate to share the name or photo of a murderer, because they bask in that notoriety. However, given the lengths that ICE agents go to cover their face, I think his name should be out there. So, Jonathan Ross. If you don't know, ICE is Immigration and Customs Enforcement, I believe. They have been essentially disappearing people off the streets of many U.S. cities under the auspices of the government and the instruction of the government. And this this case on January 7th is one of many horrific incidents, but I think what has really captured people here is the video that shows that this was not self-defense, and the immediate spin from the government and from ICE officials to try and say that it was self-defense. And I mean, It's horrific. And we're going to go through kind of the timeline, I guess, of it. Now, I'll say right now, this is Wikipedia's piece here, which is, I can't believe how quickly this has come up, but it's up, and we're going to go over bits and pieces of it here. It's not easy to hear, and it is hard to watch, and I would say people who have been sharing the video, don't do that. I can speak for myself. I personally didn't have any trouble believing it with or without the video. This is the kind of thing that has been right on the cusp of happening for a long time. So on January 7th, 2026, Renee Nicole Macklin Good, a 37-year-old American woman, was fatally shot by a ICE agent named Jonathan Ross in Minneapolis, Minnesota. She was in her SUV, stopped perpendicularly in the street. Ross drove around her, circled her on foot, approached the front of her car. More agents approached to pull the door handle, and she started to... she tried to get away, and Ross fired 3 shots into the car and murdered her. This was defended by U.S. President Donald Trump, saying that it was self-defense and that Good was, quote, trying to run him over, despite the video showing that that was not the case, besides the eyewitness statements showing that that is not the case. It's horrific. A little bit about Renee Good. She was born April 2nd, 1988. She was a writer and a poet who lived in Minneapolis with her wife and 6-year-old child. She relocated from Kansas City, apparently, to Canada following Trump's victory in 2024, and then she moved back to Minneapolis. So, I mean, the part, I mean, just to start about this, right? It's a woman was murdered by a government agent for no reason. And I mean, what can you say, right? That's, it's a hard thing. And now, you know, and the spin doesn't stop. They have referred to her as a domestic terrorist. Again, if you've seen the video, nothing about this is justifiable, no matter what. And it reinforces the fact that what's happening in the U.S. and, you know, with ICE is it's a fascist action. It's state violence. And it's horrific. And it's exhausting. And the thing is, the people that you're supposed to be able to turn to make these who are supposed to be in positions to address this and to take action on this are the ones who have allowed it to happen in the first place. You know, I've seen a lot of calls for, we need to arrest this ICE agent and the government needs to do something about this. They're the ones, the police and the government are the ones complicit. They're all complicit in this. They are responsible for the things that have happened and the harm that has been done. And, you know, and I mean, the mayor's statement that I played at the beginning of this is a very powerful statement for sure. But what is it? What good does it do anybody other than to say, I'm on your team? You know, but you're not doing anything. You said some cuss words on TV, but what are you doing about it? And that's the thing. That's the issue, is the people who are in positions to do something won't, through cowardice or fear or, you know, indifference, but they won't do anything about it. Every Democrat you see on the news is, you know, waving their fists and saying what a tragedy this is. Well, what are you doing about it? There are still ICE agents out. In fact, as I understand, more have come out. There are now more ICE agents in Minneapolis after that. So what action is being taken? What meaningful action is being taken? The only action that I have seen being taken is by citizens who are standing up to ICE. And in the case of this woman, putting their lives on the line. So what's the plan? Because it cannot just be our job. It cannot just be the citizenry's job to stand up against this. And people in positions who are supposed to do something need to start doing something. Because frankly, I'm tired of hearing how shocked and appalled everybody is when this same shit keeps happening over and over again. And it just keeps happening. So there's a bit of an overview, I guess. I got a little double here. Stain the Canvas and Elende. And we'll be back to talk more about this when we come back. We'll be right back.
foreskin. I've got nowhere to go.
We'll be right back. And Gordy, you know that gal you see over the bar every once in a while? She's got, she has a lot of, what do you call it? The therapist. Ask her if you've got anything. Hey, but I'll buy some from her, would you? Yeah, I'm on home right now. Like I say, it's just a little, just about 7 o'clock. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Give me a